And now, Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to Oscar. 800 quality used cars from the Big 12 brands.
Driving the latest Honda CR-V on sale this weekend, and I drove the range a significant distance this week with one engine, a 2-litre 140 kilowatt turbo petrol engine, driving through a vastly improved CVT or continuously variable automatic. The previous model displayed far too much slip and felt disconnected. However, this latest CVT locks up quicker and has step ratios as the speed increases for a more natural feel. Some high points: a great 2-litre turbo petrol engine with 240 Nm of torque, revised electric steering, now with just 2.2 turns lock to lock, and on a fairly long drive, I found this aspect alone was less tiring. On top of that, even the brake booster is now electric, and the brake feel and pedal response first class. For my money, the second tier, two-wheel drive, VTIS 5-seater is the one to own at $33,290. The new Honda CR-V has a lot going for it in four grades with, depending on model, a choice of two or all-wheel drive, and in the third tier, VTIL, the benefit of a third-row seat, although it's definitely best suited for small kids. The 5-seater has near class-leading cargo space, while the power tailgate from the VTIS model up has an adjustable lift height and some excellent safety elements. If you're in the market for a mid-sized SUV, this latest Honda CR-V deserves to be on your road test list. I'm David Berthon.